بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life.
So excuse me, sir, sorry to interrupt you again.
Please.
But you know, now I'm very confused why we see in Syria right now people that came, some people in the name of Islam, or they have just the name, you know, for example, shows that they're Muslim and they are, you know, killing people. You know, they have started the war. That's obvious, you know. No one else they have, you know, they are both Muslim.
Yes.
So they have started and they're killing people, you know, children, what can say, women, old people. So in Islamic terminology or Islamic idea, do we have a right to kill people, more especially children, women, old people, even non-Muslims, non-believers? Are we allowed to do that or not?
Yes. As I told you, so this is a basic discipline that Allah and rule, of course, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that we have to respect even a person. This person has got his own right to live, and there is no any right for others to get this right from the others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also saying that in other verses that it doesn't make any difference that whether this person is from, for example, being a Muslim or Christian or Jewish or other school of thoughts or other, you know, denominations and faith. So it doesn't make any difference. So from every school of thought that you are, it's not important. You have this right to continue your life and to maintain, to be alive with others. So there is no any right, you know, for the others to limit this right, to get your life, to, you know, to kill other people, saying that, for example, this person is a kind of, you know, infidel person, he doesn't believe in God, so I come to this conclusion that there is no any right for him to leave. So this is not our, you know, position to judge whether this person has got this right to leave or not. So when we refer to Quran, we will see that people from different nations, whether they are black, white, colors, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sabghat Allah. So the color of God is important. So the color is not important. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran is clearly, he is against racism and these things that we will see in the world. And of course, let alone killing. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, this, the value of the life is that much important that even you cannot disrespect a person, so let alone killing. So you don't have this right to kill other people.
Even he's a kafir or a non-believer.
Yes. So there is no any right for that person.
www.yislam.com